Barhead. The groups responsible for two historical churches that were the target of arson will not be liable for the costs of firefighting services. County of Barhead councillors unanimously accepted a recommendation from administration to exempt the St. Aidan's Community Church of Glenraw and Bloomsbury Society and Barhead and District Historical Society to cancel close to $5,000 in firefighting costs associated with extinguishing two fires on the night of December 7. One fire caused extensive damage to St. Aidan's Community Church in Glenraw, while the other that reduced St. Mary Abbott's Anglican, better known as the Pioneer Memorial Church near the hamlet of Thunder Lake, to ashes. The St. Aidan's Community Church of Glenraw and Bloomsbury Society are hoping to restore the 110-year-old church to its former condition, while the Historical Society has stated that there are no such plans for the Pioneer Memorial Church. The firefighting invoice for St. Aidan's Community Church came to $1,350, while the bill for the Pioneer Church came to $3,375. The municipal bylaws allow the municipality to charge up to $3,000 for services rendered by the fire department. In 2013, the council of the day chose to cap it at $3,000 because it is the amount they felt most insurance companies would pay. Typically, we invoice the landowner, and if they choose or are not able to pay it, it goes on the tax roll, County Manager Debbie Oyarzin said. However, she said, under the province's Community Organization Property Tax Exemption Regulation, COPTER, churches are exempt from property taxes and thus could not add unpaid firefighting charges to the tax rolls. Oyarzin said in the case of the Pioneer Memorial Church, there was the added complication in that the Historical Society did not own the land but was part of a no-charge provincial lease that now would return to the province. I've spoken to both organizations, and they've both said they have no means to pay it, which means, the invoices, would go to collections, and it just sits on our books for a little more than a year, Oyarzin said. At that point, we would just bring it back to council to cancel it. Instead, she said, as the municipality cannot add to the tax roll, and the likelihood of collecting anything is slim, administration recommends canceling the invoices and using the community organizational reserve to make up the shortfall. The account currently sits at about $102,000. Count. Walter Prostges asked, under the county's policy, if not-for-profit organizations, referring later to community halls and agricultural societies, were exempted from firefighting fees. Oyarzin replied that they weren't and would similarly have to apply for an exemption or cancellation of any fees. Count. Ron Kleinfeld asked if either of the churches were insured. Oyarzin said no, adding that getting insurance for unused, unoccupied buildings is difficult and cost-prohibitive, adding that both buildings stopped holding regular church services years ago. Reeve Doug Drozd asked what the community organizational reserve had been for in the past. In recent years, Oyarzin noted the fund had been used to float loans such as ones to the Barhead Golf and Recreation Area Society, the latest for $115,250 in 2020 for improvements at their adjacent campground and $135,000 in 2008 for improvements to the golf club parking lot. Both loans have since been repaid. Drozd said the fund was also the one the municipality had been contributing to for Misty Ridge Ski Hill and in preparation for potential payments to replace the aquatic center prior to taking out the debenture for its part in the swimming pool's construction. It is the right location, referring to the community organizational reserve, and a good cause, so I have no issues in council supporting it, he said. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.